Greetings, I am still alive. I know some of you are disappointed by that.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way you're trumping for your cock, blah, blah, something. Something. Something, 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 something. Anyway, hello. Hi, greetings. Not a lot of yelling, not a lot of ranting. This is probably going to be a fairly mellow episode. He said confidently, and then everything went to shit, and he starts screaming and foaming at the mouth and spitting on the microphone and everything. I got too much going on and not enough energy. But I do want to throw some stuff out there. I want to tell you guys about the latest saga over at Weyland-Yutani. I want to explain once again how, if you're going to own a company, you got to grow up and fucking do stuff. I know it's really difficult and you just want to talk about your horses all the time and shirk your responsibilities and blame other people for shit. But at some point, you got to fucking man up and run your goddamn company. So let's just start here. I've got a couple of notes floating around, but this is going to be fairly chaotic. By the way, today was Tuesday, and I'm recording this. You'll be hearing this tomorrow on Wednesday. No, there was no linkage. I had an idea I was going to do for linkage because this was the linkage, a linkage at least on either side of the anniversary. By the way, happy 14th birthday to Stating the Obvious podcast. The podcast you are listening to right now, if you're new around here, I have been doing this for 14 years, and it has brought me great fame and fortune and wealth. The money is rolling in. So yeah, if you want to be a podcaster, get ready for all the fame and the fortune and the money and the girls. So many, I walk down the street and girls just throw themselves at me. I'll tell you what, man. What I want to start with, So today is November the 6th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2018. It is Tuesday. It is Election Day. So I'm at work at Weyland-Yutani, and we're driving in the company vehicle on the roads that wouldn't exist without the government because nobody can figure out how to make a flat place on the ground. We're driving down the road. And it's about 6 p.m. It's 1800 for those of you who actually know how to tell time correctly. And there's traffic everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? There are so many goddamn cars. Now at 5 p.m., that's 1700 for those of you who know how to tell time correctly. At 1700 hours, yeah, there's cars everywhere because all of the sheep who work in their cubicles just got off of work and they're going home. Back to their other cubicle, where they waste their life away. I'm going to watch Netflix and chill, man. I'm going to watch some Netflix and smoke a few bowls and eat some munchies, man. Because you wouldn't want to go to the gym or anything like that. You wouldn't want to get any physical exercise. Speaking of that, so now that we're going into the busy season, oh, shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. So no gym at all last week. I worked 87 hours. Oh, it was long, man. That's what she said. It was long. It's a good warm-up, though, because what's coming is going to be worse than that. But we got through it. There were some fuck-ups, and oh, my God. there was some crying. We did an event at this event place, and there were hurt feelings, and there were feels, and there were the people like, well, nobody told us. And this actually all goes back to Dallas. This is a completely different saga that I'm not going to tell you the full story. But there's this whole saga where we're doing this event at this event complex, and we have a sound company coming in to do the sound, and the sound company shows up to load in, and the people who run the event complex got all pissed off because nobody told them the sound company was showing up at this particular time to load in. And it's like, well, Dallas, that would be your job. You own the company that hired the sound company, and you're in charge, and that would be your fucking job. And then we come to do the strike, and apparently, you know, some weeks ago we had talked about not striking everything that night right after the event, striking some of it later. But then we decided to strike all of it the night of the event because we didn't have time to strike it later because we were busy as fuck. I've been solid, man. I've been balls to the wall all week long, all last week from Monday all the way until the Monday of this week. This is Tuesday. We haven't stopped yet. I'm already on overtime for my second week. It's Tuesday. I'm already on overtime this week. That's how fucking busy we are. And so we struck our gear that night and we loaded out, and the event center staff got their fucking panties in a wad about that. Because again, well, nobody told us you were loading out that night. It's like, well, Dallas, that would be your fucking job. You run the company. You're supposed to be communicating. You have one fucking job. You don't do the lighting. I do that. You don't do the decor. Kane does that. You don't drive the truck. The other guy does that. You don't push road cases on and off. We got fucking temporary employees and union guys that do that. You have one fucking job. You have one fucking job. Run the company. Communicate with the other goddamn people. And tell him, and he can't do that. So then we're doing the event. He's supposed to be running the event. It's what we in the biz call the stage manager. So you're the stage manager. So here's a legit. So we're sitting here, we're doing the event, and there's a stage, and there's a band on the stage, and there's not a band on the stage yet. So there's the stage, and people are coming up on the stage, and they're talking. And there's a lectern. It's what many of you out there call a podium, which is incorrect. It's not a fucking podium. It's a goddamn lectern. You stand on a podium. You stand behind a lectern. That thing you see that has the surface where you lay your script and the microphone is on it and you stand behind it. So it's between you and the audience and you talk. That is not a fucking podium. It's a goddamn lectern. So the lectern is on the fucking stage, and even I call it a podium sometimes because everyone calls it a podium. I say, yeah, it's over at the lectern. People look at me and go, what's a lectern? Podium, okay? Anyhow, lectern is on the stage because people are giving their speeches. All right, so the speeching is over. The boring shit is over. This guy came up and it's the typical sort of event that we do. God, I hate these people. I'm not making this up. It was a bunch of overweight women, more than 50% of which were lesbians. And it's a nonprofit that's begging for money for the children. I was like, oh my God, just kill me. But, you know, their money spends just like anybody else's money. And yes, I am drinking a beer. So the speech giving is done. And the band is going up, and the lectern is still on the stage. And so we're up there in the booth, and there's me. I'm the lighting designer, and there's the video person, and then there's the audio person, and then there's the audio person who does the mix for the band at the side of the stage. And we're all standing there, and the mix person, he's like, hey, lectern is still on the stage. Do we need to get that off? And then the video guy goes, well, but if we take it off, then we won't be able to put it back in the same place. And I'm like, well, do we need to put it back? Why would we need to put it back? And well, should we take it off? I'm like, well, yeah, we should take it off because the band is about to perform. You don't want the lectern sitting on the stage while the band is playing. That's not very classy. Oh, but it's not spiked. How do we know where to put it back? Well, do we need to put... And all this kerfuffle. Nobody can figure... Do we take the lectern off? Do we leave the lectern on? Is it... Do we... Who takes it off? Who's going to go up there and do it? And nobody's there to make a decision. Because you know what? It's not the Great One's place to make a decision. Because the Great One is not the stage manager. The Great One is the fucking lighting designer. The lighting designer doesn't make decisions like that. That's not in his fucking realm. If I was a stage manager, I would have said, go get the fucking lectern off now. And if somebody would have said something, I would have said, who the fuck is the stage manager? Me or you? Would you like to be in charge? I will let you be the stage manager. I will go to my hotel room and go to sleep because I have had about 6 hours of sleep in the last 3 fucking days and you can suck my ball sack. That's how that fucking works. Look, here is my ball sack. Look how my ball sack fits right into your mouth. I can put my ball sack in your mouth and slap you in the face at the same time, just to drive my point home. But you see, the Great One was not the stage manager, thus he didn't really give a shit. This was not his fucking problem. But nobody could make a decision. Who was the stage manager? Well, Dallas was the stage manager. And where the fuck was Dallas? Oh, Dallas was off getting drunk because, hey, he owns the company. He can do whatever he wants, which is true. You do own the company. You can do whatever you want. Maybe one of the first things you should do is get somebody to be the fucking stage manager so you can go get drunk. Because you can't get drunk and be the stage manager at the same time. Now, there are certain theater and event jobs you can do while you're drunk. I know this for a fact because I've done them while I was drunk. Stage management, not one of them. Okay, man. And that's how the entire night went. Nobody knew what was going on because there was no fucking stage manager. Yeah, all right, whatever. I still got paid. At least I assume I'm going to get paid, unless the company plummets into bankruptcy. But apparently we have unlimited amounts of money. Because you see, we just shit $3,000. We, the royal we, me and the mouse in my pocket, were in France. The company. The company just shit $3,000 down the toilet. So let me tell you the saga of this. Saturday. Not this past Saturday. Saturday ago, so Saturday a week ago. We've got some lighting equipment coming in from China. That's where we order our stuff from because it's a lot cheaper. Imagine that. Have I told you guys about this website? It's called DH, as in Delta Hotel, the letter D, the letter H. I'm slurring my words too. DH. Gate.com. It's a website where you can go and you buy shit that's made in China. And this is, I have not personally bought anything there, but we buy it there through the company. And Dallas actually buys a lot of stuff there. Like, he gets parts for his guns through this website. But what you do is essentially you go to the website and you buy something and you pay this third party. And the third party holds your money. And the company in China sends you the piece of equipment, and when you get it and you indicate you're satisfied, then the third party pays the person in China. And so it's all this, essentially, a lot of it is the very same stuff you buy, only you're buying it directly from where it's manufactured in China. So for example, Dallas got, and I don't know, he says that these things cost $40. And it's this Bluetooth headset, but it's I don't know how you describe it. It's got the hard. What it makes me think of is, you know how girls have, what do you call that thing that goes on their head over and it holds their hair back? Not the little barrettes, but like the band that goes from ear to ear over their head and it holds their hair back. Okay, so it looks like that, but it's thicker and it goes around your neck. And it's got the little earphones in it, and you pull the earphones out, and they're wired, but you pull them out and you stick them in your ears. And then the device that's hanging around your neck, it's a Bluetooth receiver. So you interface it with a Bluetooth device like your cell phone, and now you can listen to your music without wires between your neck and your cell phone. And it's manufactured by LG. Of course, it's manufactured in China like everything is. And Dallas is telling me that these things go for $40, and he got them from China for $10 each. And it's the same thing. Like, it says LG on it. It's the exact same item. He also bought, and don't you have to tell me that the audio quality of these isn't that good, because I know that. But he bought these headphones, the Beats by Dre headphones. He paid like, I think he said $60 for these $400 Beats by Dre headphones, direct from China. It says Beats by Dre. It comes in the box that says Beats by Dre. It is Beats by Dre. Only you're buying it from the Chinese where it's made instead of buying it here in the United States where it's marked up 400%. Anyway, DH Gate, as in a gate that you walk through, G-A-T-E, DHGATE.com. And shit, we buy lighting equipment for our productions from these people. And when I say these people, I should say this website. Because there's a multitude of companies. I mean, you can, he gets his gun parts there. I've looked, you can get cameras there. Say like anything, pretty much fucking anything. You know, actually, I wonder. Well, I did look one time. Microphone. Now, you know what I should have fucking done before I bought the audio mixing board, which I'm not using right this minute, just because it's too much trouble. Damn, I wonder. I probably should have gone to DH Gate and looked for that audio mixing board. DHGate.com. We're going to go check it out. Hang on. This has nothing to do with anything I was going to talk about. So today's commercial is for DHGate.com. What is this? God, there's a lot of shit flying around on here. Okay, I just want to look for... What can I type in here? Audio board? You see what comes up? Nope. By the way, my clock is still an hour ahead. I haven't turned it back yet, so deal with it. M-A-C-K. Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking for. All right, I'll do this some other time when I'm not on your time. Anyhow, you can get all kinds of shit here. Musical instruments, computers, and networking. Hey, let's see what they've got. Oh, they got Raspberry Pis. Oh, but I'm still looking for that. Don't want that. All categories. Computers, computer cleaners. Let's just have a look here. See what we get. Yeah, come on, internet. What are you doing? All right. What is this? No. All right, moving on, because we nobody wants to listen to this shit. If you need to buy something, go there. Check it out. Oh, I already closed the browser. I should have typed in like gun parts or something. Anyway, great one. Are you going to focus? No, not really. This is what you're going to get today, guys, because I'm tired. Very, very tired. And I got a lot of shit to do after I get done here. Hey, look, I can get $8 burgers on Wednesdays. Oh, my God. Wham, wham, wham. All right, not you guys. You're not. Something else. All right. We have this lighting equipment on order. And we have to use it this weekend that just went by. So Saturday ago, 7 days before I have to use this shit, I get this fucking notification from FedEx, because this stuff's coming over from China via FedEx, that my shipment is being delayed by customs. And we have to provide additional information. So I'm like, God damn it. So I call up FedEx and I say, what do you need? And looking at the stuff, and they're, oh, we need your company's EIN, employee identification number. That's for those of you who don't know this shit because you don't care and you're not, you know, it's good. It's like the social security number only for companies. Or if you're an individual and you start like a corporation, or you start a, what do you call that? I have one, an LLC or something like that. You get an, is it employee identification number? I think that's what it stands for. For your LLC. So essentially it's the company's social security number, so that of course we can pay taxes, because God forbid we don't pay taxes, because without taxes there would of course be no roads. There'd also be no missiles being fired into Syria, there'd be no bombs dropped on children, you know, all this, there'd be no welfare for fucking parasites, all this other stuff that we just have to have in order to have civilization. And of course roads, flat places on the ground, impossible to build without taxes, because no one can figure that out because it's so complicated. Did I ever finish my story about voting? I didn't. So we're driving down the road and there's traffic everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And Kane says, well, it's election day. People are probably going out to vote. I'm like, wait, hold on. Going out to vote? You mean like going to a place to stand in line and vote? He's like, yeah. And I said, do people still do that? And he says, well, yeah, some people do. He says, I do it sometimes. I'm like, have you ever heard of mail-in ballots? He says, well, yeah, but sometimes I forget about it. I'm like, wait, how do you forget? They mail the mail-in ballot to you. It shows up at your house. The government employee at the post office brings it to you. You don't even have to go fucking get it. He brings it to you. What, does he have to fill the fucking thing out for you as well? So Kane says, yeah, it's probably all these people going to vote. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here we go. Once again, there's a lot of people who shouldn't be voting, okay? Women. People who receive welfare. You know who else shouldn't be voting? Anybody who's not smart enough to use a mail-in ballot. Okay, if your life means so little to you, if your time has so little value that you actually drive to a polling place, well, it's like back in the 1800s, while we're going down to the polling place, we's gonna cast our vote. You drive to the polling place, which, by the way, you're driving, okay, you're burning fossil fuels, you're creating carbon, you're contributing to global warming. Because we all know global warming is real, because there's a scientific consensus. You drive to the polling place, you're going to stand in line, and you're going to mark your little votes, and then you're going to drive home. Instead of doing it in the comfort of your own home while drinking a martini, recording a podcast. Like the great ones, brilliant previous two episodes of this podcast. Actually, technically, brilliant episodes of Anarchy Moment podcast. I'm dead serious, man. Dead serious. In the election, They should let everybody go to the polling place and vote. You know what would happen if the Great One was dictator of the United States, other than complete economic recovery? Women being removed from the workplace and happiness flooding the nation as men start making more money and women start making babies and suddenly discover that, oh wait, spending time with my children instead of other people's children because I'm a teacher would make them happy. But anyway, we can't have that. Oh no, because that's patriarchal. You know, girls, the most important thing in your life is a career. That's where you're going to get the most fulfillment you could ever get, is by getting a career. If I had the power, I would let everybody go to the polling place and vote, but I would only count the votes that are mail-in votes. Because people who go to the polling, they're dumb. They're dumb. They're right up there with welfare recipients. What the fuck are you doing? Do you really have nothing better to do? I mean, voting is bad enough because voting is violence. We've already gone over this. Voting is also this futile manifestation of this desire you have that somebody else is going to fix your problems for you, which they're not, right? No one else is going to fix your problems, right? If you're Dallas and you're trying to run a company, which I still don't know how he survived 20 years running this company, you have to fix your own fucking problems. You can't wait for the Great One to do it for you. Because I'm not your fucking babysitter. And you don't pay me enough money for that shit. But damn, who in the fuck goes to the polling place to vote? Losers and idiots, that's who. The people who should not be voted. See, if I would only have, maybe we only have mail-in ballots. There is no polling place. No, fuck it. Have the polling place. Like I said, you just go there and you just push the buttons or whatever, but it just goes no place. It's just not counted. It's completely ignored. That would be the way to do it. All right, so Saturday, get the notification the shit's held up by customs. They need the EIN. So Sunday, contact Dallas. I said, hey, what the hell is the EIN for our company? He tells me, I'm like, all right, I call up FedEx on Sunday. I'm like, hey, it's the Great One. You got my shit. Here's my tracking number. You need my EIN. Here's my EIN. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. Thanks a lot. We'll pass that on. Awesome. Thanks. Monday, call him back up. Hey, guys, just doing a follow-up call. Because, you know, it was Sunday. That guy could have been hungover. He's working the weekend shift. He didn't really want to work the weekend shift. It's all good. The Great One completely understands. Not holding it against him. Just saying, I'm going to just call it up. It's Monday morning. We got somebody fresh in the office there. You're sitting there. You're hanging out. The Great One calls you up. So the Great One says, hey, just want to double check. Here's my tracking number. Gave you the EIN. How's everything flowing? Are we a-fucking okay? Oh yeah, everything's great. We're going to pass that on. Okay, great. Tuesday morning. Shit still is not moving. Shit still caged. I learned that's the term for it. It's caged by customs. I'm like, okay. See, now the Great One's getting a little agitated because you see, now we're starting to see the efficiency of the federal government, right? Because it's the federal government that has caged the shipment. So I'm like, Dallas, don't mean to, you know, interrupt you while you're talking about your horses and all this other shit, but I kind of need you to run your fucking company. This shit, you need to get on this. So Dallas calls in and they're like, you really got to talk to customs. Like, all right, so Dallas calls up customs. Customs like, oh, yeah, see, so we got this form you have to fill out. It's a form because it's government, right? Because a form, you got to fill out a form, of course. So they send him the form. The form is basically, what's your name? What's your company's name? What's your EIN? What's today's date? And sign this here, which is the exact same information they could have got when we told them the EIN over the fucking phone number. Over the phone number, over the telephone. No, no, you gotta get the form. Oh God, okay. So we get the form. We get the form on Thursday. Because it took Tuesday and Wednesday and a little bit of Thursday making phone calls. Remember now, this is the government. This is the federal government. You want these people to be in charge of your retirement, your defense, your health care, right? That they're going to build the roads. Without these people, you would run down the street murdering and killing other people. Only the federal government prevents people from running into the streets right now. The only thing stopping me and the other however many thousands of people in Fort Collins, if it wasn't for the federal government right now, it would be anarchy. We'd all be running down the streets, which of course wouldn't exist without the government. The streets would instantly vanish if the government would. We'd all be running down the streets, raping and killing each other and setting each other on fire. Only the miracle of the federal government contains us from doing these things. I couldn't rape and kill anybody right now if I tried because I'm too fucking tired. I don't have the goddamn energy. Okay? If I had like a fucking suit, if I had the CSU women's volleyball team here right now and they said, great one, rape us. You can rape the shit out of us all you want. We want your car. I'd be like, girls, can you come back tomorrow? You know, people who have jobs would not have the energy to rape and kill anybody. Once again, if there's anyone going to rape and kill without a federal government, it's going to be your fucking welfare recipients because they don't do anything. They have all this energy. One more reason to eliminate welfare and let them starve to death and die. So it takes two and a half days, however you want to count it, to finally fucking make contact with somebody on the phone who can say, oh, this is the form you have to fill out. And they email the form to Dallas. And it is truly what I just told you. It's those five pieces of information. All right, hold on. Am I exaggerating? Am I lying? It's possible. Hang on. I'm gonna pull it up. Not pull it out. Not talking about my dick. No, hang on, I'm dead serious. Where the fuck did it go? I'm gonna find it. Just hang in there a minute. We're just relaxed. You know, if you need to go refill your coffee cup or something like that, this is a great time. It's gonna take me a moment here. Gotta go through my highly organized, and I mean that seriously, email system. Here we go. Name of the company, important emails. All right, here we go. Tracking number. Cage, yes, it is caged. All right, it's rendering. It's a PDF file, it's rendering. There's a lot of rendering going on. Okay, here we go. Type of action, notification of importer's number. So you have to tell them that you're notifying them what your EIN is. Okay, on the form you're sending in to tell them your EIN, you have to check the box that says, I'm telling you what my EIN is. Then you have to put on there your IRS number, your EIN. You had to put the name of the company. What kind? Is it a corporation, partnership, sole proprietorship, individual, U.S. government, state, local government, or foreign government? Okay, then we had to put what city we're in, street address, state, zip code. And then you had to put your name, your phone number, sign it, and write the date. There it is. That's your federal government. Now, so we got the form. He fills the form out. It's got instructions for the form telling you. Here we go. Hold on. Let's witness the power of the federal government in action. Block number three, importer name. If the name is an individual, input the last name first name, and middle initial. Business names should be input first name only. Because no one could figure that out. Block number eight, city. Insert the city name of the importee's mailing address. Oh my God, I'm so happy they have these instructions. Otherwise, when it said on their city, I would have no idea I'm supposed to put the city that I live in. Then, conveniently, over here, it has the official United States Postal Service two-letter state and possession abbreviations. So, for example, let's say you lived in Oregon and you did not know the two-letter code for Oregon is OR. Well, it's right here in the instructions. Oh my God! Even a fucking retard could fill this out. Block 10, zip code. It explains to you to put your zip code in the zip code block. You know what the instructions don't tell you? They don't tell you who and where to send the fucking form after you filled it out. So then Dallas and I go on this. Well, all right. So first of all, let me tell you this. All right. So he got the form on Thursday. All right. Friday goes by. I'm like, okay, he's got the form. It's great. Friday goes by. Saturday goes by. We do the event. We'll circle back to this. Hold on. Let me make a note to circle back. Circle back to $3,000. Shit. Down toilet. Saturday, the event happens. Sunday goes by. All right, Monday. We made it through the weekend, but we're working. We got another gig. Fucking bastard. All right, Tuesday rolls. It's today. It's this morning. I'm like, hey, Dallas. How's this stuff going? I haven't got a notification yet from FedEx that our lighting gear has been released from the cage. What's going on? Have you talked to them? What's the problem with the form? And he says, oh, I haven't filled out the form yet. Now, if you've been here a while, you have heard the Great One lose his mind and start screaming. But the amount of anger that you have heard on this podcast was tiny compared to the amount of anger I had to suppress when this fucking moron told me he's been sitting on this fucking form for all of Friday, all of Saturday, all of Sunday, all of Monday, and half of Tuesday. And we need this fucking lighting gear for a gig that's coming up next goddamn Saturday. We already missed one. There's another one coming, and he's just got his fucking thumb up his ass. Fill out the fucking form and send it in. Can you fucking you be? And once again, just like a woman, like no concept of consequences. Oh, I have to fill out this form to get my shit released. But if I just don't fill out the form, well, maybe my equipment will just magically get released from the cage by the U.S. Customs and just magically show up. Why should I have to fill out the goddamn form? And again, guys, you know, anarcho-capitalism and all this other happy horse shit. Look, here's the fucking... Okay, in Ancapadice, you don't have to fill out a goddamn form to get permission from the government to buy something from China because there ain't no fucking government, okay? That's great. That's wonderful. We have actual true freedom of trade with other people, freedom of exchange, real, actual, legitimate freedom of exchange, will exist in Ancapadice, but that's not where we live. We live in a goddamn shithole fucking state of society where you need permission from the government to fucking basically do anything. Okay? Fill out the goddamn form, or you know all that shit about how anarchists will run down the streets and rape and kill people? I will fucking rape and kill you if you don't get that goddamn form filled out and sent in. So I'm like, Dallas, can you please, if you don't mind, take a couple of moments out of your morning here and fill out the form and send that in so we can get the lighting equipment so we can do the job that's coming up? Oh yeah, I'll get right on that. Okay. 3 hours later, nothing. Oh, he's talked about his horses, and he talked about when he went fishing, and he's been hanging, and it's like, you've filled out the fucking form. So he finally fills out the goddamn form. Finally. He says, I don't know who to send it to. I'm like, God damn it, send me the fucking form. So he sends me the form. I'm reading the instructions on the back I just read to you. No information. No information about who to send the form to. Now, when you pay your income taxes, as fucked up as that is, there's a section in the little income tax book that tells you where to send your fucking money. Because the government wants your fucking money. There's nothing on nothing, not a clue. So it's like, oh, here we go. Google. So I'm Googling like a mother. We finally figure it out, kind of, sort of. We're like blasting emails off to every fucking email address we can find. Email addresses at FedEx, email address at the fucking, what do you call those people? The import, export, the whoever the fuck they are, fucking Department of Homeland Security, because Customs, Department of Customs, and the paperwork actually has Department of Homeland Security on it, so it's a Department of Homeland Security form. So we're sending emails to things there, it's just fly, just fuck it, it's email. Bam, 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 we're sending that form to every fucking federal government email address we can find. And finally, somebody writes and says, yes, we got your form. This is the person you need to send it to. I'm sending it over to her. And then she writes it. She's like, got your form. Everything's great. Your shit's going to be released from the cage. Like 10 minutes later, bam, FedEx notification, your shit's en route. It's going to be there in 2 days. Like, God damn it. So because we didn't have the shit in time, which was partially Customs / Department of Homeland Security fucking us up. But remember, as I mentioned before in a previous episode, Dallas sat on ordering this shit to the last fucking minute, like 10 days before we needed it. And it's not just ordering it. It's not sitting there on a shelf. They actually make the stuff. I almost wonder if they don't, when they get these orders, they don't like go in the factory at night or something and make the shit, because none of this is on the shelf, because we've communicated with, now of course, again, keep in mind, we've communicated with the people who run this company by email only. It's not like we've gone over there or anything like that, but they've told us they don't have inventory. When we order something, it is manufactured specifically for us. So he waits till 10 days before the event actually happens. Because you can't just show up the day of the event with all of this gear and set it up. You have to set this shit up 2 days before the event. Get it working, get it programmed. These are moving lights, they're computer controlled, all this other shit. It's hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of work. And that's if everything works right. And there's no malfunctions, which there can be and often are. He waits till 10 days before the event to order the shit from China. Which, in case there's anyone listening to this podcast who still goes to the polling place to vote instead of using their mail-in ballot, or instead of having just abandoned voting like a truly intelligent person, China is on the other side of the planet Earth. So they have to manufacture the equipment and then ship it to us in 8 days. Because Dallas waited to the last fucking minute and the shit got caged and we couldn't get it released in time, we had to rent lighting equipment to do the job that we had bought this lighting equipment to do. And to rent that lighting equipment, we dropped $3,000, which would have bought me 5 more of the pieces of lighting gear that we purchased from China. And I could only buy a limited amount of lighting gear from China. I wanted more shit than what I got because I was on a budget because I was only given $10,000 to spend. But you see, we dropped $3,000 to rent gear to replace the gear didn't get here in time. So when you tell me, well, the company's really hard up right now, you can only spend $10,000. Oh, but I noticed you pulled this $3,000 out of your ass and you wasted that renting some gear we used one time when instead, if you had ordered the shit, I don't know, say 4 weeks ahead of time like I wanted to, I could have spent $13,000 on lighting equipment instead of only 10. But no, you're a goddamn woman and you think there's no consequences. I just wait till the last minute. I'll order this shit from the other side of the planet Earth 8 days before I need it. And it'll just magically show up on time because vagina. Even though he doesn't actually have a vagina, he may as well have a vagina. He's like an honorary vagina. My God, I just want to beat this man senseless. I am just about... And then... This is a long story. We strike the gig, and there's this piece of gear, and we had rented it from somebody else, but I didn't know we rented it. And this other person asked me if it belonged to us when we were there. And I said, no, that doesn't belong to us. Just leave it where it is. Somebody will be looking for it. And then some Kane comes to me and he's like, hey, have you seen this thing? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Was that ours? And he says, yeah, we rented it from this company. I'm like, oh, it's over there. So we went over there to get it. And it wasn't there where I told the person to fucking leave it because somebody would come looking for it. So we're at the fucking office today and we're going through this and somehow we can't find this thing. And I tell Dallas the story and he says, well, you know what? I'm calling you out on this. You shouldn't have said that. I'm calling you out. And I'm thinking, you really want to fucking call me out after you just fucking wasted the piece of gear that got lost? It's like a $5 remote. It is a $5 remote control. This son of a bitch just flushed $3,000 down the toilet because he sat there on this fucking order to the last goddamn minute. He also told me I was getting a raise in August. I haven't seen that yet. And this motherfucker, and we're going into our busiest season of the year. If I quit right now, he will fucking... He'll survive. If I quit this company, the company will fucking go under because I'm that important. No, I'm not that important, but if I quit right now, he's going to have a very difficult time replacing me. And I'm thinking to myself, you really want to fucking call me out over a fucking $5 remote control when you just shit $3,000 down the toilet because you're too fucking incompetent to order shit ahead of time when I fucking told you to order it ahead of time? Just like a woman. Exactly like a woman. Speaking of which, over at Weyland-Yutani, we hired a couple of new people. One of them is this, 19, 20-year-old girl, college chick. Oh my God. She wears the little yoga pants to work every day. And that ass is just delicious. I'm just like, I can't work with this. I look over there and I see that it's this perfect fucking ass. And it's right. And I'm just like, oh my God, just fucking kill me now. I do not know how I am going to survive this. I have no other words. I'm telling you. She is so fuckable. And we're talking today, and it's another long story we won't go into, but it's like, oh, John Deere tractors. And she's like, I like John Deere tractors. I'm like, you like John Deere tractors? She's like, yeah, I grew up on a farm. I've driven tractors. I'm just thinking, I want to shove my dick into you and fuck you until my dick falls off. Let me tell you how hot this chick is. I would fuck her until my dick fell off. And then I would swim across the ocean, fucking crawl across the land up to Adam Piggott's front door. I'd knock on his door. When he opened the door and said, hey, good day, mate, I'd reach up, I'd grab his dick. I'd swim back across the ocean and I would fuck her with Adam Piggott's dick while my dick was being surgically reattached so that I could fuck her with my dick again. That's how fucking hot this chick is. I can't work under these conditions. I can't focus. I'm probably gonna die. I'm gonna fall off of a goddamn ladder or electrocute myself because I'm gonna look up, I'm gonna see that shit, and I'm gonna fucking stick my finger in the electrical socket. Oh God, it's brutal. This is one more reason women shouldn't be in the workplace. Oh my God. You guys think I'm fucking joking? I'm not. I am dead goddamn serious. I am not gonna survive this. Oh, it's painful. It's so. Great one, are you gonna try to fuck her? Of course I'm gonna try to fuck her. Well, great one, you shouldn't fish off the company. I don't give a shit. What's he gonna do, fire me? No, I don't give a shit. You suck a great big dick. I almost quit today. I ain't worried about getting fired. Great one, does she have a boyfriend? Okay, there's a guy who's having sex with her this week. I mean, she's a 19-year-old college girl. Okay, they're not exactly known for their commitment. But anyhow, I'm not going to be trying to fuck her too soon because there's too much goddamn work to do. But anyhow, so there we go. There's the mostly Weyland Yutani update along with my ranting about how people who still go to the polling place to vote shouldn't be allowed to vote. Let's just say also Adam Piggott wrote a blog post today in which he predicts that the Republicans are going to win. Adam writes, it's no contest. This is going to be a huge red wave. I called it months ago, but I'm repeating it again. All right, I mean, we'll find out. I'm not making predictions. I'm more interested with elections, less in predictions, and more in looking at what happens.